Hey, Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, sorry, she gave me a bit of pushback on signing anything, but I guess she had already signed it now.
Oh, you're all good.
Yeah,
You're all
you wouldn't
good.
have wanted to have had that been a merge call.
Well, I appreciate you taking the necessary steps.
Yeah, I'm pretty done.
Sure.
Done with the house. I love the house, but it's not going to work out.
Sure. If you want to, let your secondary loan provider, what was his name again?
Swami Karnam.
Okay. I mean, if he's interested, then you can just let him know that he'll have his money 30 days or less.
Yeah, no, he's very interested in getting his money, and that's not going to be like part of the sale, right? Because if it is, she might try and take that. If it would be something that's separate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We'll take care of it, because when we do the title search, and I apologize if it's loud right now.
No, it's all right.
When we do the title search, I'm not sure if he recorded anything on the house. I'm sure he did. But, at closing, he's going to get the $2,000, or I'm sorry, whatever the value is. And then, we'll get whatever the value is, and then that'll be done. And then you'll be done, and we will just be communicating with the bank at that point.
Okay. Yeah, nope, that sounds, yeah.
In the meantime, I would like to see what I need is a mortgage statement.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to get back to my house tonight, and I can I text to this phone?
Why don't you call me when you have it?
Okay.
What time do you think that'll be?
I have to get the kids. Latest by 5, so it'll be either around 5 or a little bit before.
Okay. Well, just, I need that, and then, I don't know, this Swami guy sounds like you don't really want to deal with him anymore.
Oh, no, Swami's good. I just want to give him his money and be done with it, because with his loan, they're telling me I'm not going to be able to restructure my loan.
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, sooner the better. And do you think it would make sense for, how about you text me his number so we have his information? Swami?
Yeah.
Yeah, text me his information, and then tonight when you call me, we'll get the mortgage statement and pay off, and we'll just make sure it's, accurately aligned with what we have. And I've already prepped, my attorney, and, tomorrow will probably be, once I have that mortgage statement and data in front of me, if you just allow them to discuss details, that would be the next step.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, man. We'll try to make it as easy as possible for you. And, in the meantime, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Good.
All right.
I do have one question. I'm assuming you've been getting text messages from me.
From you?
Yeah, like about your house. Because,
today? Or in general?
In general.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, I've texted you a few times, just checking on you, but you saved my number, obviously, and called me back.
Well, I ran through and found it, but I don't think I received any text.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, when I hang up, make sure you got my number in there, right?
Oh yeah, I got it. 540.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, 280.
280-2989.
Yep. 2989.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I'll check again.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just missing it.
Maybe so. Well, regardless, we'll help you out. You'll get an email from me shortly. Introducing my team to you. And then you'll have like my lawyer information as well. So we can just kind of go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank
And
you.
I'll wait for your call tonight, all right?
Okay.
Approximately what time do you think?
I mean, latest it would probably be like 5:30.
Okay.
But it could be well before that.
Not a problem.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Nathan. See you.